It is the Benitez game. Now, long-standing subscribers to the Anfield Rap will remember that we used to play this quite regularly, and we sort of stopped, and one of the reasons why we stopped was in part because Liverpool's business was difficult to expect and to work through and to plan for. But because Liverpool are going to be busy this summer, we want to go back to the Benitez game. Now, some of you won't know what it is, therefore, so I want to explain the way in which it worked. In 2005, supposedly, Rafa Benitez got everyone in who worked at Melwood. Everyone who worked for Liverpool, effectively, behind the scenes, practically everyone. And he got them all to write a list of players that would improve Liverpool's squad in 2005. And the point was that no one was off limits. It's a really interesting bit of the wisdom of crowds. It's also an interesting bit around a pre-analytics era, just trying to find out what names of footballers that people like. It's a way of building some knowledge. And what Benitez then did was he got everyone's lists, cross-checked through them, and then got people into his office to talk about, and this is a story, but I'm pretty sure it's true, to talk about why they went for the players that they went for. Obviously, if you go back to 2005, everyone includes John Terry, everyone includes Ricardo Carvalho. They were the league winners at that time. But it was more, are the patterns in terms of what the absence is. As I say, it's a pre-analytics era. It's very easy to sort of think now, well, that's all a bit mad, when you can just click on something like StatsBomb or FB Ref and get unbelievable information about every single footballer. In 2005, that didn't exist. So I've asked around here, Sean Rogers, Mo Stewart, Rob Gutman and Josh Williams, to do the same thing, to list every single player in the Premier League that they think would improve Liverpool. Now, again, I didn't just say Liverpool, I didn't say everyone in the squad. Instead, we went through the positions and I went for number one, the goalkeepers, Alisson and Mamardashvili. The defenders becomes Bradley, since I've sent the email out, we're now including Frimpong as well. And in there as well, then it's Van Dijk, Konate and Robertson and Gomez. Gomez is more of a utility player, but they can take it any way they want to take it, the four of them. Midfielders, I've named the four that got the most time on the pitch this season for Liverpool, which is McAllister, Gravenberch, Szoboszlai and Jones. And then up front, I've gone with four. I think there's a general expectation Nunez is going. So to include him felt a little bit beyond reason or purpose. So we've gone with Jota. And then from there as well, obviously, we've got Gakpo, Diaz and Salah. What I want to ask first and foremost of each of you is what criteria have you used to make your decisions? So what I want to ask first and foremost is what criteria did you use, given what we've discussed there, to make the decisions that you've made? Josh, what was your planning process for this?
So I looked at each department, so goalkeeper, defence, midfield and attack, and I looked at the floor of each department and thought, right, who would improve? Alisson as a starting goalkeeper, you know, shock, I haven't picked anybody.